community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Is there any final way to start a show? Rolling Stones, of course, Sympathy for the Devil. It is 10 minutes past one. Good afternoon. Welcome to 123 with Mike. A busy, busy show today, and it's just got busier. Later on in the programme, Luke Colden will be joining us from talking about a brand new idea for Thurrock Theatre and Theatre Beyond That as well. That will be coming up very shortly. Simon Jessop will join me in the second hour of the programme on the phone, talking about the Queen's Theatre's brand new show as well. But I'm joined in the studio. I'm delighted to welcome Andy Christiani. Andy's from Shenfield High School. He is a pre-vocational studies teacher there, and they need a little bit of help, don't you, Andy? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here today.
My pleasure, my friend. So exactly why are you here, and what is your need?
My need is will sound maybe a little bit funny. My need are plenty of plastic bottles, 2 liter plastic bottles.
Two liter plastic bottles, right? And why?
In Shenfield High School, we have a vocational center, where students coming over learning practical skills like gardening, carpentry, construction, all sorts of that, what also links inside the curriculum. But at the moment, we establishing our eco-friendly garden, and we're building a greenhouse, eco-friendly greenhouse, recycled, made out, nearly 3,000 plastic bottles.
They have to be plastic, can't be glass.
Yes, okay. Plastic would be the best.
So how are you doing this? I'm trying to imagine this. The bottles are upright or lying on their side, and you're using them all. Do you stick them together to give support?
Exactly. They're upright. So we have there a nice wooden frame, 3 inches wide from the thickness of the timber. And we're drilling holes inside, 25 mils. The bottles, the tops, they are a little bit wider, so we can screw them nicely inside the holes. We cut off the bottoms of the bottles, and we stack them together. And at the end, we fix them with nails. There's another way of doing it, it's with bamboo canes, but we designed our own really nice way of designing that and fixing that together.
So has anybody else done this before?
I've seen that on my travel in Asia and in South America. It's quite popular now, slowly, like the eco-garden idea is getting more popular. I heard also about that in other schools. But the way we are doing, I would say, I hope that I don't lean so far out of the window with that now, but I think it is unique. So our technique is unique, yes.
So how does it differ then, the finished result, from a conventional greenhouse? Enough light comes in, even though they're green, because it's quite a thick plastic, isn't it?
It is quite thick, but also you will have some gaps. What's not too bad, because you also have then a little bit of ventilation. Light will come through, so it's no problem at all. The plants can establish nicely. A little bit of rainwater can also come through. It's not too bad. But if there's hail or other really strong rain, the plants are nicely covered. And the temperature will be... We don't have the roof at the moment on, but the temperature will be nice and really good for the plants.
So you got 3,000. You need another 2,000, you think?
No. So that would be lots. It's nearly 3,000 altogether.
Right,
but yesterday and the week before, it was like around 900. We had now the parents, and everybody is now getting really busy, because we need to finish this before the spring holidays to get our plants. They're waiting at the moment to get our plants outside, that students who spend extra than their free time in the holidays can water our plants. So that's the eco garden bit. We have also like a greenhouse then on the other side, because we divided the garden in the traditional way and also in the alternative way. But we have there also another greenhouse, but we couldn't finish that one at the moment properly. So we're really busy with our gardening, but we would need a little bit help from Brentwood. From the people of Brentwood.
Let's see what we can do. And now I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Is there any sort of one brand of lemonade comes in those?
Not necessarily. It's like the... not only lemonade, it's also like the Coke bottles, not necessarily from that famous brand.
Yes.
But
other Coke brands are available.
Other 2 liter bottles, what you can get in the big supermarkets, also water, spring water, sparkling water.
Yes, yes.
These
of course,
bottles,
yes.
They are perfect because they're nicely fit inside each other. They're
right.
Excellent.
Okay, so you're after 2 liter plastic green bottles.
Exactly.
Hanging on the wall. Right, how do we, if we've got some, how do we get them to you and when and where and how and all the rest of it?
Because we are also doing like an environmental friendly way. The best way would be, if you're in the neighborhood, just come to us, walk on your bike. If you're on the way next to the school, also the car would be okay. But go from Alexander Lane, the entrance direction to the reception. We have already some posts up with signs, and you will see a little code frame also made with plastic bottles. And there we have a plastic liner. You just open it, throw in the bottles. Perfect. If you have any question, ask the reception. I'm nearby. If you have any questions, also let us know, and I can tell a little bit more. If you're a little bit further away, maybe not in Brentwood, and you would need to drive, it's maybe not the best idea because the carbon footprint is not the best. But there's a chance also. Encourage your school. Encourage also your family to build your own one. And if you need any help or ideas, I'm more than happy to show you how it goes. It's quite easy, and it's very effective, and it's very eco-friendly.
Andy, thank you very much indeed. So anybody out there, if you've got 2 litre green bottles, get them down to Shenfield High School. Walk if you can. Don't use your car, otherwise you're spoiling the carbon footprint. I want you to come back when it's finished. I want to see some photographs and some evidence of your hard work, sir.
Maybe
bring one of the students with you, and they can tell us how much of a good experience it was.
Oh, that would be perfect. Yeah, I would really like to do that. And yeah, thanks for the time.
No problem. Andy, thank you very much indeed. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.